This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
After Perek Zayin, Gideon goes to Melchame against Midian. Psukim tell us how, even after all the simonim, the Rebbeinu Shlem gave him that he'll be matzliach, he was still afraid. He was still scared. Dr. Rebbeinu Shlem in Pasuk, Vahi balayla hu vayoyim reylov kum rey b'machane. Gideon, you're ready to go to war? You know what? Sneak up into the machane. Ki nisatev biyadecha. You're going to win this milchama. I'm reassuring you. Vim yare ata loredes, posik yud, if you are still afraid, reid ata upur narcha la machane. You know what? Go down with pura and spy on the machane. And what you'll hear over there will reassure you that you will win. V'shamato mayidaberu. You'll hear what they're talking amongst themselves. V'achar tizakek miyodecho. You'll feel strong. V'yaradito b'machane. And then you'll come down and you'll fight against the machane. Pasuk says he did so. V'yered hu upura nare. He went down with pura, his servant, El Kteach Hamushim Hashem Machane, with all the people that were in the Machane, all the Midyanim, Smashmin Chazal, the Ramalekin, there was from many nations gathered there. U Midyan Vamolek V'chol B'nei Kedem Noiflum Bo'emek Ka'arbel Roiv. They were like locusts, there were so many. Ulegmalehem Ein Mispah. And to their donkeys, there were so many, and obviously that was a form, right, the camels, that was obviously a form of Muhammad Kechel Shal Svasa Yom L'Roy. Kitzel, he sees that it's a big army he has to fight. Vayavoy Gideon. Yet Gideon comes. V'hine ish. There's a person, Misapel Reyehu. He tells his friend, Chaloyim. A dream. Gata Chalim. Vayomer, hine Chaloyim Chalamti. V'hine tzli lechem, it's a loaf of bread, se'erim made out of barley, misapech b'machane, it's rolling around. This is the dream I had. A bread of barley is rolling around in the machane, midyon of midyon, v'yovi ad ha'oil, it comes to the tent, v'yakehu, hits the tent, v'yipoil, the tent falls, v'yapcheu l'malo, and the tent gets turned over, the nafal oil, and the oil falls down. So the friend says to him, is this your chalim that you had? That the bread is rolling, the spirally bread is rolling. It's clear that it's the cherev of Gideon ben Yoyesh Ish Yisrael. That means that Gideon is going to come and win the war. He's going to conquer us. Nasan alihim biyadei es midyan. It's called a machane. Ahi kishmaya Gideon. When Gideon hears this, it's mispach ha-chalayim ves sivroi, which means the chalayim itself, the story of the chalayim, and its interpretation that the Midyani gave. Vayishtachu, he bows down to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, vayoshva machne Yisrael. Vayoymer kumu. Abay say, we're getting up, we're going to Mulchama, kinos, nashem, biyadchem. It's machne midyan. So the chayra, the reassurance came from a chalim, a dream. What was the dream? Se'irim. What was the significance of the se'irim? What's the pshat in the chalim? Why is the chalim about se'irim? Chazal talk about it, the Rishonim talk about it. Mitz Hashem will have a clearer picture after we go through a little bit of the chazal. Why the se'irim? What was the nekuda? The bread was misapich. It rolled around. The soon we'll see some soifer that explains the rolling around. But it seems to be se'irim bedafka. I guess you're able to tell on a piece of bread if it's se'irim, if it's a barley bread or a wheat bread. But in the chalim, it was so clear the detail. It's a chalim, yeah? Imagine a person has a chalim, and he says about bread, you think he would be that clear in the chalim that it should be a certain type of bread? Yes, you see from the pasuk that it was so clear. It meant klar that it was se'eirim. What's the se'eirim? What's the yisoid? What's the kavana behind this chala? So first of all, we have to discuss l'halacha. Is a person allowed to go to war based on a chalim? The dream is mamish, you're right. It's a good sign, it's a good omen, the mizakt in English. So memed gein l'molcham gebayt af achalim. Habayi said, it's not my shayla. All the rishayim, b'chayvus alvavus b'roisham, is this shayla.
What's
your shayla? So there's two shaylas here. First of all, there's halach of nichush, Habayi said. Which means there's a sugya called a person is not allowed to act upon a good omen. Let's discuss this halacha. The Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Aleph, halacha Dalit says, Ein menachshim kigoyim, shenemar lo yisenachashu. You're not allowed to do nichush, like the goyim.
What is nichush?
So the Rambam himself says, Ketzer hu anichush. What is nichush? Kigayin elu sha'imrim hayil v'naflu piti, a good omen, the bread fell, it's a sign, my stick fell, so on and so forth, all the omens that we know today. Signs and signals, it must be. This is called nichush, and it's also because of darkei ha'emayri. Interesting, the Rambam discusses how Eliezer Eved Avram did that. Eliezer of Eved Avram, the Rambam continues, did the same thing. He was menachesh. He said, if it will come out the way I asked the Rebbeinu, so it's a simen. Simen is nichush. Im yere li kach v'kach ese, dova ploinim lo yere lo yese, ke Eliezer Eved Avram. V'chal ki yaitze b'dvarim ha'elu, ha'kailas, se'altzas. So wait a minute, Eliezer did something wrong? In fact, Ravid, was reads the Rambam? You give me an example of what's awesome from Eliezer? Charaif and Eliezer, that he did it, that it must be mutter. Zot the Ravid, enochanami, shibush, gadol. This is a tremendous mistake on the Rambam's part. Shagaydav was a mutter. This is not stam, it's mutter. And then he writes, mutter. It's mutter and mutter, definitely mutter. V'ula yiteyu haloshin shira kal nachas shein ekeliezi. He made a mistake in learning the Gemara Chulin. Not enough time to go through the Gemara Chulin. But al kaponim, he says, this is 100% good. And then the Rambam continues. I'm sorry, the Rambam continues. V'lohi el hachi kam einere lismachal av eichashal at tzadikim kemaisam averezu. You think that these tzadikim, they made Aveira, it can't be, and it must be a big mistake on the Rambam's part. So we have a big machlekes v'sheinim. If someone is allowed to say, if the sign goes a certain way, then I'll do a certain thing. According to the Rambam, it's aser, and according to the Ravid, not only it's mutter, as we find from Eliezer and on, that it's been done. So the Shaila becomes not according to the Ravid, but according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, that you're not allowed to make a sign. So based on a sign, he went to l'milcham. The sign was the chalim. Was this mutter? Was this allowed? So let me tell you, if it wasn't for the Chayvus HaLevavus himself that asked this kasha, it's a mafurish Chayvus HaLevavus, in Shar Yichud HaMaisa Pei V'Kei, where the Chayvus HaLevavus says a person is not allowed to follow signs, but he has to have full emunah and bitachin in the Beira Elam. You'll ask me, Gidain, the tzaddik, the shayfet, Gidain, he made a sign with a dream, and he followed that sign. This was the signal to go to Muhammad. What do you mean? A sign, come and tia. And for the Chayvus HaLevavus, what you say. Very popular. The Abish sent him. It's a different story, Zab the Chayvus HaLevavus. Here, the Rebbeinu Shleilam sent him to go listen to what they're talking in the Machane. The Rebbeinu Shleilam said, go down with Pura and listen, pay attention to what they're saying. Ebazei is Weltmutter. Azei zog de Chayvus Halavav is Klo. Abay say, let's discuss maybe another pshat. And that is, there's a Ran, that the Ran says, what type of signs are Osir? Signs which have no meaning. Foolish signs. Omens, black cats, lahavdul. Okay? Things that we make up on our own. This is just something over the year. The bread fell. So what? So the bread fell. But this, says the Ran, this is not an omen. This is a serious thing. Acholim. Acholim b'aychal atzanis. So we can have from the Sefer Chassidim, in Simin Reish Mem Dalid, that the Sefer Chassidim says, pay attention to chalemus. Serious things, dreams. Because you see, Gidai went to war based on a chalim. So you see, Rabbi, so all I did was use the Lashainus of the Rishainim, and I started the shir with that. Could one go to Mulchame based on a chalim is really a sefer chassidim who proves from Gidon, yes, that a chalim is something serious enough, a dream is something serious enough, that you should go to Mulchame based on a dream. Azei zak the sefer chassidim, the furish, in Simin Reish Mem Dalet. So then what becomes a problem of Nichush? When it's something which is not serious. Nudnik, dreht a cup, he has signs, reizvaz, narishkeiten, stuff that the goyim make up these Fridays and those Fridays, I don't even want to speak it out, Friday the what? Nechete, dreht a cup. Bad omens that the goyim make up is called darke, but this is something which makes a lot of sense. This is something which is real. This is something which is a serious challah. Now, if you notice, the guy used an interesting lashon. He tells his friend, chaleim cholamti. Who else used that lashon? Remember who used the lashon chaleim cholamti? Pari. Chaleim chalamti, the Mefarshim say, Valishtanu sachaleim, Rashi brings it down, Valishtanu sachaleim pa'amayim. Yosef said, oh, he had it twice. Ooh. And how do we know he had it twice? Because chaleim chalamti. And here too it says what? Chaleim chalamti. So maybe double lashon. It's not my pshat, I saw it in the Mefarshim. The double lashon implies that he was trying to say serious, that the chalim was a serious thing. Chaleim chalamti. It was a serious chalim. And notice that he was able to remember the detail, like I speak out in the beginning of the shir. You know what it is to remember exactly that it was lechem se'erim? Could you imagine a chalim that's so real and it's so alive that he can remember the detail of what type of bread we're talking about? This is chalaim chalamti. It was a serious chalim. And if it's a serious chalim, so Gideon took it serious. Gideon says, oy bazoi, I go to Mulcham. Abesai, I'm thinking of another two pshat. They're both nagah to the shir. It's both in the context of the shir. You know, if you notice, it says that Gideon hears the dream, and shivrei, which means its interpretation. Which means he paid attention to the interpretation that the guy gave. Which means it wasn't just that he heard the chalim, but he heard the chalim, and he heard the way the guy interpreted the chalim, shivrei, which means its interpretation. Oh. So it means it wasn't just that the chalim was assigned to him, but the interpretation that the guy interpreted was part of the sign. We all know the Gemara tells us, Kala chalaimes heichluchim achar ha pisrein. It's a Gemara in Brachis. So maybe Rav Esai, Gidei says, Gewaldig, the guy alone was paisel of his egen chalim, and it's hakel heilich achar ha pisrein, amekabelit, Gewaldig. Maybe that's the pshatka. Huh? Maybe the fact that Gideon sees that the guy alein and the other guy accepts it, that this is the pisrein of the chalim, das alein welt om mitzias fun der pisrein fun dem chalim. Efsa. Nefsa Kimmins on Garapash the Pshat, another Pshat Rabbe Zai. And that is, who says it had anything to do with the war? With the Cholim, I mean. Maybe the fact that the guy interpreted it this way is the Pshat because the guy was afraid, and that's what he was thinking about all day. And the Mela, we have another Gemara that every Cholim goes after what a person thinks throughout the day. It reflects what the mensch tracht in a veinig, in himself, within what he thinks throughout the day, comes out in a cholim. So maybe it was a sign where the goyim were holding. You're being afraid of them. I think they know something that you don't know. That they're afraid they're going to lose. And that itself was a chizuk to give them to Golem Muhammad. And we invert all the shayla of all the rishayim. It has nothing to do with simanim. It has to do with, you know what, go pay attention and see where they're holding. When he sees how afraid they are, and the raya is, because look, there was a cholim, and look how they interpreted the cholim, which means that's what's on their mind, that's what they're thinking, that's what they're afraid of. But mainly you should be strong in Golem Acham, and it's really Meduik in the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Vim Yariata Loredes, if you're afraid, Vishamata Mayidaberu, listen to what they speak, Pasuk Yeralif, Viachar Tichazek Liyodecha, you'll get strong. Listen to their shmooz. Listen to their sicha between themselves, the chatter between themselves. You'll see that maybe they're more afraid than you are, Gilgal Melchama. That itself will give you chizuk. I went to look if anybody says this pshat. I found Nachla Shimon, Reb Shimon Krasner, Shlita from Baltimore. He has a very nice sefer on Tanakh. He also learns this pshat. I think it's a pretty glatta pshat. That the chizuk, that he was nothing to do with the nichush and the dream. You don't have to go through all that. Just the fact that this is the way they interpreted the dream, is the chasim and zeh me'amayim fundir. They're more afraid than you are. And that gave him chizuk. Problem is, it's not much like that in the pasuk. Vayan re'eh v'yoyim ein zoiz bilti im cherev gidayim, v'hikish v'y gidayim es mispar chalayim v'shivray. It seems to be that the dream was the defining fact that Gideon is going to win the war. It's not so much that he secured him, that they're afraid. It seems that the dream itself was a serious message to him, a lesson to him, a message from Shemayim. That the Cholim itself is what led him to believe that he's going to win the war. So we come back to the Shaila. What's the Pshat in the Cholim? So Abai said, let me tell you what I think Pshat is. What is the Chaloim, the Se'irim? What role does the Se'irim, it seems like the Se'irim is a big part of the message here. What's the reason for the Se'irim? So there's a Meirik Sam Seifer. Sam Seifer says, it's interesting, it's rolling. Yeah, what's the rolling? What's the idea of the rolling bread? Okay, so when you walk out of the shir, the rolling loaf of bread. What is the rolling loaf? Zaptach sam seifem. Rolling means mutarasim, mutarasim, mutarasim. Okay, it's a helich sam seifem. How they say, mutarasim, mutarasim, mutarasim. Say zaptach sam seifem. That zelt even from satne rav zechayim levracha. And he remembered when they passed by the butcher shops, they used to have the neon lights. Kosher. Basa kosher. On and off, right? So Satmar flex Zagra, I'm all kosher, I'm all nit kosher, I'm all kosher, I'm all nit kosher. That was his humor to say, on and off. Zakta Helix, I'm saying on and off. It's the same thing. The bread is on Aser Mutter. Aser Mutter, Aser Mutter. What's the pshat? Midyon had a hold on Klal Yisrael. because they had a hold on Klal Yisrael, they gave taxes. The halacha is, Tosfos paskens, that if the goyim have a kinyan through the fact that they have on you a hold or through the taxes, you're mufka from trumas maisus. It has to be your land, and if it's not your land, meaning the guy has the kinyan in it, and even the fact that he just has a kinyan through misen, through taxes, it's his land, and you're potter from trumas maisus. After some seifu adin, you'll be potter from chadash. There would be no issa chadash. So now let's talk about the loaf of bread. The loaf of bread started off that it was mutter because of Midyan. Yidan, you're going to win. So now it becomes Klal Yisrael, gets back Eretz Yisrael. Now it became Aser. What day is this story taking place? Rashi tells us it was Pesach in the morning. Remember the original dream, Pesach in the morning? The Karban Omer, it all ties in. From the first time he meets the Malach, he was cutting the Omer. It was Yom Sheni Shel Pesach. Here it's Yom Sheni Shel Pesach. And now the Omer becomes mutter through the Karban, and that's the rolling loaf. So when you walk out of the shir, you remember the rolling loaf. What is the rolling loaf? Mutter Asa, Asa, Mutter, Mutter Asa. It started off that it was mutter because it belonged to the guys up there. He'll give some safer. Gidon is going to win back Eretz Yisrael, so now it belongs to the Yid Vert Asaser. But since they're going to be Mark of the Carbon, Vert Chodesh Mutter. And that was the sign, says the Chassam Sofer. You like it, huh? Heilig Chassam Sofer, they say. Chassam Sofer says, you see in the Chalim, the Pshat that Gidon is going to win. That's where you see the Nitzachin, that's what he says, Gidon, from the Chalim itself. You see the Nitzachin of Gidon. Rabbi, I would like to offer another pshat. Baruch Hashem, we have enough time for it. And this will be an introduction to Purim. Purim v'ikul Purim da. Chazal tell us, and this Rashi quotes of a note, the Oymah, like I told you, was Yom Sheni. B'schus havlas Oymah, you're going to be Nitzel Gid. The Mulchama was won in the schus of the Karban Oymah that they bring. That's the Lechem Se'ayrim, the schus of the Se'ayrim. Do you remember in history, at what other juncture were we saved from a tremendous tragedy because of the Karban Oymah? Purim. The Gemara tells us in Megillah Tezayin Amud Aleph that because of the Karban Omer, the Kindalach was sitting and learning with Mardcha Tzadik, Kmitza, Omer. They were learning the halachas of Omer, B'schus del Karban Omer, so come on, that's it, they're going to win, they're not going to fall in my hands. Remember such a Gemara? They say, no, Purim, del Karban Omer, such a Shaykh is Karban Omer. How does Karban Omer bring Yeshua? You ever think about it? I'm a foolish Gemara. That the Karban Omer. What's in the Karban Omer? A Pasha Gemara, Beitha Gemara, no? So the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is Meheri Yabon HaMikdash. They were hoping that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. I've spoken to you in the past about it, that the Geulas and Yeshua's of Klal Yisrael come when Klal Yisrael hopes and longs for the Yeshua. When they think Meheri Yabon HaMikdash, that itself brings the Yeshua. Not enough time to go into that Mitzvah Hashem, maybe before Purim again. But Al Kapanim Ravei Zai is it specific to Oymah? Chayv not. Or the Efshi, yeah. Efshi is specific to Oymah. And the Oymah saved us in the time of Matcha. And it saves us in the time of Gidon. How do I know this? Let me tell you over almost a hidden Meshech Chachma. I don't know how many people know this Meshech Chachma. It's at the end of Shmois, it's on the Aftayr of Shabbos HaGadol. Zokter Meshech Chachma, V'oval Hashem minchas Yehuda v'Yerushalayim kimei oilam. Orva means sweet. It's going to become sweet, the minchas Yehuda v'Yerushalayim like it always was. What does that mean? Sweet, he says, as tula shinus, masik and arif. Masik means it's inherently sweet. Sugar is inherently sweet. Arev is when you mix other things in it, then it becomes sweet. So he says like this. When you come and you take a mincha, notice that a mincha cannot be a carbon tzibur. There's no such a thing. I'm sorry, carbon yachid. I'm not saying it properly. The inyan of the mincha can't be in a carbon tzibur. A yachid brings the carbon. Nefesh kisechta. The yachid brings the carbon mincha. All of a sudden, we have over here mincha sa'aymer, which is a carbon tzibur. So how did it become a carbon tzibur? Because Klal Yisrael unite as one zok the Meshech Chachma. When the mail of when Zivern Ains come and bring in a carbon mincha, a car. I'll read it, Zehu mincha sa'aymer. Pshat. Shayinichshavim litzibur. Because they became a tzibur. Uklal Yusim Shakul Kineged Kol Midyan Amalek. So when Klal Yisrael unites, there is nothing in Midyan Amalek that could even come close to them. Shekol Echad Mi Yisrael Shakul Harbe. V'yichaylim Lahakir Mincha. U'sa'ayrim Leka B'yachid Rak B'tzibur. So the sa'ayrim is never a minchas yachid. It's only a minchas tzibur this carbon. To teach me that when they come together, they become a tzibur. He says, "Amari the Kavard." He says, "By Esav, we find it says nefashis. Mashen came by Yaakov. It says kol nefesh habol lebeis Yaakov. And only by Klal Yisrael could they become one nefesh, the tzibur. And by Milcha it says nefesh, and Klal Yisrael is able to unite. And va'orva l'Hashem because the mitzvah Hashem when Mashiach comes, this is going to be the arevus." The Klal Yisrael unites, and the Mela V'Arva, this is sweet by the Rebbein Shalom, like the Mincha, the Inyan of the Mincha, I said it B'Kitzer HaBaisa because of the time, so I didn't go through it more, B'Arichas here, B'Aklopanim HaBaisa. What was Haman's Ikel Taina against Klal Yisrael? Yeshna HaMechad, Mefuzar HaMefayrat Beinu Amim. There was no Achtus. Mela, there was an Inyan of Shkalim. What was the Shkalim? Matza Shekel, the Altshuk says, two become one. So notice that besides for the Omer, what is the other thing that caused us in Yeshua in the time of Martka? The Shkalim. The two things, the Shkalim, Higdimu, Shikleim, Shkalim, and the Karban Omer. Because its Yisayir are both the same. The Shkalim is the Taich, the two unite as one. And this becomes Yeshna Mechad, the tikkun for the Yeshna Mechad Mefuz Mefayir Bein Ha'am. So I made it the gishtikl. You hear that? I have to. Un oiche karben aim. The minute Haman sees karben aim. Remember, when you read it, aim. Remember the Meshech Chachma. I want to tell you even more. The Meshech Chachma is at the end of Shmeis. Naftoid of Shabbos HaGadlus, I'm sure, Jem. And he goes further. How does the story of Gidon start? Vayidal Yisrael, interesting Lashon. That's how the history of the Tkufa starts. We learned it in the Perik Vav, Vayidal, Lashon Dal. Says the Gemara, the Chazal, the Yalkut, what's Vayidal? Shloi hoya b'yodim lahakir mincha. You have enough to be lahakir mincha. What are you talking about? They were that poor. What does it mean? He says they couldn't be makir v'mincha as a tzibur because they lacked tzibur to become yachid, to be able to make the carbon mincha. You hear that? Vayidal. What does it mean, vayidal? They became poor? They became poor that they can't bring a mincha? Meaning that they weren't able to become echa, joined together b'achdus, to make a mincha in a carbon tzibur. So the tikkun of that was slechem sa'ayrim. And that was the remez to Gidon. The remez to Gidon is that the lechem sa'ayrim, they're going to be makir the carbon sa'ayrim. And with this sa'ayrim, you can break the oil of Midyan. With this, you're able to break the oil of Midyan. And I want to tell you one more interesting nekuda in the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma says, What's the pshat that they were that poor and they couldn't make a tzibur because they were doing avodah zarah zakta? When you do avodah zarah in Klal Yisrael, that itself is mafrid. Why? Because what unites is the Torah. What disembarks, dislodges, and makes us all nifrad is when everybody's doing their own thing and not united under the quote unquote the banner of Torah and mitzvahs. Okay. In the time of Madcha Chavesai, how did he see Yeshna Mechad Mefuzim Mefayrat Beino Amin? How did he see? Where did it just tell Zechais when he went into the house and he saw them fighting? I mean, he never understood this. They went to the Suda. Chazal told us they went to the Suda. Went to the Suda. So then what's the Taich? Bista Chazayvi Inz, you're coming, you want to be like and assimilate just like the Goli. Say Bazay, Memele, you're Nifrat. And when you're Nifrat, you're worthless. You're nothing. You're ma'at min amin. You're the nothing among the nations. When a yid goes where he shouldn't go, he stands out as a nobody among them. It's when Klal Yisrael unites in the Bes Medrash and Torah and Avoda, then they have a echad. They have a kayach. Yeshna mechad mefuzim mefayrat beino amin. That itself means that they're mefuzim mefayrat amongst themselves. Like it. It's Emes of Shachar Beisai. Hazei Meinuch. How does Haman look? You think Haman went around looking, oh look, if him schlachtzach by the Dina Torah and Bezen, he sees that they come to the Suda. You don't belong here. You stand out. And you're trying to belong. That itself separates you from the other Yid. It's when you stand separate, that's when you become one. That's how you, and that's really what the Meshech Chacham is saying. And that's the Vayidah, they couldn't bring a carbon mincha. And if they couldn't bring a carbon mincha, now Se'irim is telling us, oh, they're bringing the carbon, and they're able to unite. And who knows if this is not because of Gidai, who stands there and times the Chais v'Klal Yisrael. One person caring for the rest of Klal Yisrael. Lech b'koychach hazu, this is what the Chazal tell us. That the Rebbeinu Shalom says, I appreciate the fact that you, Gideon, stood up to save the rest of Klal Yisrael. That itself is the Inyan of the Achdus, and maybe that's the Cher of Gideon. The Lashon. What was the Pisrein? Even though the guy said it, but the guy said, it's what Ein Zois built in Cherev Gideon. This is the late B'Kaychach Hazu. Gideon's Cherev is what Rabbi say. And he stands up, unite Klal Yisrael. He stands up caring. He says, what's going to be? Ayei kol niflaisa. The cherev of Gideon, through the Eimer, through the Achdus, is the mapala to the oil of Megev.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.